Whoa, it's Riggs. Hey, before we get to Tuesday, June 23rd's replay, I just want to let you know, you're not losing your mind. Friday and Monday were not posted due to some computer malfunctions here at the radio station. However, those problems have been rectified, those responsible have been sacked, and we're back. By the way, if you really missed those two shows, God, well, you're awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tuesday's show.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so there's a lot going on in this story, but Justin Bieber over the weekend was accused of sexual assault. Where did it happen? Well, a woman posted from a Twitter account, an anonymous Twitter account, mind you, which is a little shady, alleging she and her friends were invited to Justin Bieber's room at the Four Seasons in Austin, Texas, back in 2014.
Okay.
And she said she was sexually assaulted without consent. Now, the tweet and the account have since been removed from Twitter, the anonymous account, but here's where it gets crazy. So Justin spoke up and said, I don't normally deal with these kinds of accusations, but I've been talking to my team and my wife, and I decided to speak up on this because I can prove it's not true.
Okay.
So now I'm starting to wonder if he should have spoken out, quite frankly, because we know too much and behind the scenes. And so here's the story. Justin Bieber said that this Twitter story appeared with him about the sexual abuse on March 9th, 2014 in Austin, Texas at the Four Seasons. And Justin said, quote, I want to be clear. There is no truth to this story. In fact, I will soon show I was never present at that location. The woman, so he played a show at South by Southwest in Austin that year.
Okay.
Surprising the crowd. And Justin Bieber said, as her story told, I did surprise the crowd in Austin, Texas. I appeared on stage and sang a few songs. What this person did not know was that I attended that show with my then girlfriend, Selena Gomez. So I'm like, oh, okay, but wait, there's more. There's more, Riggs.
Okay. So he's coming with these receipts now. Okay.
He's got receipts that he was with his girlfriend. Okay. Then he shares another tweet, Justin Bieber, and that's an article from 2014 where he shows, see, Selena's there with me, and it's a picture of him and Selena on the side of the stage on March 9th, 2014.
Okay.
However, now let's get back to the other girl's story, is that Scooter Braun walked up to her and her friends and asked if they wanted to meet Justin Bieber. Now, this is not a far-fetched tale. This happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Managers go find girls for the talent. I have seen it. I know it. It's not a question. So she claims he said, do you guys want to come? They got invited to a room at the Four Seasons. Doesn't have to be under Justin's name.
Okay.
I mean, anybody could have rented a room for Justin to get his freak on.
Yeah.
She says they went in there. He led her to a different room. She asked him where's Selena to make conversation, and he told her not to worry about that, and then started taking off her pants, and I'm not going to get into any more details. She claims it was, you know, not consentable. So what we have here is a real lot of stuff going on. Justin Bieber saying he was never there and they can prove it. A girl saying Scooter Braun pulled her to a room and they were there. Just because Selena was there, I think, doesn't really mean anything, Riggs. You think people don't cheat with their girlfriend right there, these famous people? You're crazy.
Well,
they do.
It's easy to be South by Southwest, Selena Gomez. I'm going to go with my friends. Okay, I'm going to go to the hotel and call it a night. Hey, what's up, ladies? Who knows?
100,
who
knows? Or whatever. Yeah. Or I have to go. Or you could say I'm doing an interview.
Is it too late for him to say sorry? Can he just apologize this away?
He said sorry, but he said he didn't do it.
No, Bieber. I've always wondered if something would come out about that guy. Something.
Well,
but he had such a trouble.
I'm not commenting on whether he did this. I'm not going there.
No, but I just know he had such a roller coaster ride. Remember that whole breakdown where he had, where he did the speeding and he was like peeing in public and like trashing that picture in the restaurant? He went through a mental health breakdown. This was in his documentary. I watched the whole thing. So I was wondering what else
happened.
How many times
I have to say to women, you don't go into like random hotel rooms with any of these celebrities. Don't be stupid, because the only thing you're being invited there for is sex. I hate to break it to you. Like, don't.
And then
I don't
at that
know
point, it's
tell
also
these women that.
She said, she said. And then they can say, well, you went in there. Well, nah, I don't know.
It's like,
it's a
do
mess.
You, but just be aware. What a mess. And why do people want to be famous?
I don't know. Not a fun thing. It's not fun at all.
No.
On the way next, we're hooking up an Amazon Echo Dot for free so you can listen longer at home. Hang on. We're giving that away next on Kiss. 3.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Ayla, good morning. How are you, Ayla?
Hello.
How are you, Ayla?
Oh, fabulous. How are you?
Good. So you're working right now, Ayla.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, girl.
Bright and early. Hey.
Bright and early. You're not kidding. What time do you get to work?
I get to work at 7 a.m.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So it's not as early as you guys get in, but
But we have a fun job, in fairness. I mean, you probably want to poke your coworker in the eye right now.
I want to poke my coworker in the eye, but she's on the other side
of
town.
Riggs.
What? What?
Nobody asked you.
Hey, but you put it out there in the universe. I just followed up. Ayla, here's the Nintendo tune. Do you know what song this is right here? The Nintendo version of it?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, hmm?
It's The Box by Roddy Ricch.
Oh, look
yes!
at you! Atta girl. She knows her music.
I can't get enough of Roddy Ricch.
I love him.
It's fantastic.
Me too, girl. You know? I love him too. Yes.
Yes, that was The Box, the Nintendo version, the 8-bit version. Congratulations, Ayla. Do you have one of these smart speakers at your house, like an Amazon Echo or anything like that yet?
No, I don't.
Nice.
Oh, fun. You can play us whenever you want.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just say,
you can be like, hey, girl, Alexa.
Play 103.7 Kiss FM. She'll listen.
Oh, perfect. Yay.
Very submissive in a nice, non-violent way. Hang on the phone, Ayla. We got to get your information, all right?
All right, thanks.
No problem. Hold
She's a
on.
Boss. She's a boss lady
she
in
is.
The streets, and then you can massage her a little when you get her home if
That's
you want,
right.
like most women.
Exactly. Another chance to win tomorrow morning around the same time on 103.7 Kiss FM. And it's sponsored by Columbia Records. Might see a scattered thunderstorm today. That's what they say in the forecast, at least.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be all right.
Okay. Well,
I'll cross my fingers for a good day.
It was brutal last night.
Was it bad
by
you?
There was a lot of rain.
I got barely anything, dude. Barely anything in Franklin.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God. We got pounded in New Berlin. Like, pounded late at night.
How these storm cells can go through in New Berlin. You can get pounded. In Franklin, I'm like, we got a little dusting. Maybe got
the... Nice. Oh, my God. Stop sending me your... party invites on Facebook Messenger. I'm on the air.
Maybe if you'd respond to them, they'd stop sending them.
No, it's like, join my party, Allie. No!
No. Smart meters are returning down in Milwaukee. At least they're starting with the meter reading, so you will see the parking enforcement back out in full effect. And the meters, the smart meters now, they've gone up in price because they were a little more expensive to put in, but you got to pay for that convenience because they've gotten rid of the coins, pretty much, where you had to put in the coins. Now
Thank
you can
God.
Pay. Yeah, now you can pay with your phone.
Yeah, I don't. The coin thing makes me crazy. They still even have coins. It just blows my mind.
There's a coin shortage in America. A coin shortage.
As there should be, because they're stupid and we all have debit cards now. Can we not?
Well, they served a purpose at some point, but nobody's
That's
been
great.
Using. Everybody's going to contact.
Today,
everybody's
Riggs?
Going to contactless payment and credit cards. Nobody's using cash as
coins?
Much anymore.
Why are you answering?
Do we need coins?
Do we need, yeah.
Yes.
Why?
To make wishes and fountains.
Oh, God. Because all of those came true.
All
Not.
Of them. All of them came
yeah,
true.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yes, we
because
need coins.
Because I would wish things like, I wish my parents would go away and they
there
would still be there.
Now, we can get rid of pennies, but like the silver ones, the good ones, yeah, because I like collecting them and then turning them into Coinstar and getting
$5. Okay, Grandpa.
What?
Your great-grandpa called
Here,
and said coins are on the way out along
Here.
With cash. Bye.
Hold my catheter while I tell you about the increase in prices. Smart meters are going up, so you'll be paying a lot more on your hourly rate. So make sure you're double-checking on your parking app when you use it. If you go downtown for anything, double-check, because you'll be paying a little bit more, like 50 cents more per hour in some places. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of... That's actually a lot.
The $1.50
an hour?
The $1.50 will go to $2 an hour. The ones that were $1 go to $1.25, and the 50-cent ones go to $0.75. So, yeah.
Yeah, because that adds up real quick if you're down there for more than 2 or 3 hours. I mean,
yep. So
you're paying two more. It's like paying the convenience fee at the ATM. Now I got to pay $2 more.
Yeah. I always hated paying that stupid convenience fee. I'm so glad my bank reimburses that crap because it's stupid to make you pay to get
your
money.
Because mine doesn't.
PNC, baby.
Yeah.
PNC.
Nice.
ATM reimbursement fees. At least with mine, that's what they do. So watch for those. The parking people, they're back out downtown in full force. It's Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about how D.L. Hughley collapsed on stage during a show in Nashville. He was at a club, a small club, and he collapsed. And so they took him to the hospital, and he was mid-joke. They took him to the hospital. He was treated for exhaustion and dehydration, but of course they did a lot of tests to make sure, see what was going on, and sure enough, he was positive for COVID-19, was asymptomatic, so didn't have the symptoms, but was carrying it. So really interesting stuff. And I don't know, they said that absolutely could have affected his health, you know, because it can make you weaker or whatever. With it. You can
you get shortness of breath that can happen.
Yeah, you might have more mild symptoms. But yeah, if you're working hard for sure and you're sick, it's going to catch up with you.
A respiratory illness.
Yeah, so now the health department there has been notified, because that's what you have to do when clubs or restaurants get someone had it. You're going to have to test everyone.
And contact tracing has to happen,
too. This is how we contact trace. It's genius. Yeah. And so they're going in. They're going to test everyone who came in contact with him at the club. They're going to test all of the employees.
Security people, bouncers, all those. Everybody. Everybody, probably. I would think.
Well, and that here's the problem. Here's what people don't know is that health departments have rules even when you're open like this. So like he was supposed to be 15 feet away from the audience. In the video, he's not. Okay.
Now you said a small club, which sounds strange that you would do a small club show.
Well, not a small club. Well, I'd be better than they are telling you, not big, go small groups. I wouldn't go big club. So to me, I'm talking like a small bar restaurant where like comedians perform. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I would, like the Dave Chappelle one made sense because that was outdoors. I just indoors with people laughing and drinking. I was being comfortable.
Right. But, well, he wasn't 15 feet away. So that's the next issue is that he's in there. And then look what happened. He was positive. Yeah. And he wasn't 15 feet away. And look at what happened. So, again, I keep forgetting all the celebrities that have gotten COVID. Like, I was going through and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about Pink. Pink was really sick a couple months ago. Andy Cohen, Kevin Durant, Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, Idris Elba, Chris Cuomo. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I forgot Prince Charles had it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people I forgot who had contracted it. But D.L. Hughley is going to be okay.
Yeah.
So
they got to go through all
that. And then they're starting up comedy, supposedly, again, at the club after cleaning. So I don't know how that, because all the employees have to quarantine for 14 days on top of getting tested, unless they came back negative, maybe. I don't know. Crazy, right?
I'll watch comedy shows on Netflix for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right? So I'm just talked about my cousin who's going to be getting engaged, or he got engaged over the weekend. His name is Max, to his girlfriend Adriana. Happy for them, but he sends me a direct message on Twitter over the weekend that says, hey, thanks for the congrats. I'm a little nervous now. And I go, well, why? Because it's a big deal? Because you're getting married? I mean, if you love her.
It's only the rest of your life.
Right. I mean, if that's what you're nervous about. He was like, no, that's not what I'm nervous about. He said, what happened when you asked your wife to marry her? And I said, she said yes. He goes, did she cry or show any emotion? I go, well, yeah, she started crying and like we hugged and then she called her parents and told them. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Adriana didn't cry at all. At all.
Oh, that's okay.
When I popped the question, he goes, I've seen all of these videos and in movies and all of my friends have talked about when they get engaged, that they start crying. And he says, I'm really nervous now that she's not that excited to marry me. And I was like, you might be overthinking it, but you might be onto something, too, because I've never heard of a woman not crying when she gets proposed to.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry?
No.
Well, look what happened to your marriage. See?
Yeah, and we're divorced. See? I was in utter shock, though. I don't think you understand that women tend to black out when we get proposed to. Like, I'm not making that up. Ask women if they remember proposals. We literally will black out because we're in shock.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, we're doing this, right? So I don't even remember. I remember, but I don't remember what was said, what I did. I mean,
you don't think it's a bad thing that she didn't cry?
I think she has to process. I think if she knew it was coming, that's one thing. But sometimes
she had no idea. He said that she had no idea.
Then it might be an issue. It might be. I don't know.
It's just if well, he brought
I
it
cried
up.
At my wedding, though. Here's the thing, though. I cried at my wedding.
Okay.
Like, I cried coming down the aisle. I got so emotional, but I didn't cry at all when I got proposed to. So
right.
I don't know
if he should freak out about this.
Really, I don't think you should freak out because women are so, like, we just pant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
It's a big decision, and it's the first step to a series of big decisions and money that you're going to spend.
Like when you want to get pregnant, and then you do, and you're like, oh, God, this is real. We're like, there's like a human being, a child
yes.
coming.
This is a lifelong ordeal. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not saying people don't want to get married when they black out. I'm just saying it's one of those things where you get.
He thought it was very interesting. He was like, she's an emotional woman. I thought she would have cried when I popped the question. She didn't. He was like, mm-hmm. I didn't bring this up to her yet, but I'm concerned. Should he be concerned? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I thought I would throw it out. 414-799-1037. Yeah. You can call or text the same number. Should my cousin Max be nervous or worried?
Is he overthinking is the question.
Is he overthinking it? She didn't cry when he popped the question. 414-799-1037. You can call or text. We'll talk to you next. She didn't cry when he proposed. Is this a red flag? Is he in trouble? I think my cousin may be overthinking this. It's 103.7 yeah. Kiss FM. But I wanted to get your opinion, though, because this just happened over the weekend. He asked her to marry him, and she said, yes. And that was it. He was waiting for, like, tears of some sort that usually happen when a woman.
So basically, it was about him.
Maybe a little bit, yes. But he was nervous.
That's what's
so
funny.
Well, he was nervous. There was no emotion. He was like, she just said yes. And I was like, well, did you? I asked him the guy question. I was like, well, did you guys play hot dogs and donuts afterwards? And he was like, well, yeah, and everything was normal.
But
we had dinner.
That has nothing to do with love. Have we not learned that?
We don't know that. We're men. We don't think about that stuff, Allie.
I'm saying just because, like, oh gosh, whatever. Look, I wonder what the listeners think. Like,
I do too.
Because I think she just blacked out, like a lot of women do when they get proposed to because they're in shock. And you can't really show a ton of emotion because you're in shock.
Angelina's in Whitefish Bay. Good morning, Angelina. Do you think this my cousin's overreacting or should he be concerned?
Well, just want to say good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a fan of you guys.
Aw.
I think that he's overthinking it a little too. Depending on what they were doing, like if they were out, depending on how he did it, like if they were at a hike or a restaurant, you, especially if you're in front of any other people, you're going to try to like keep your composure, keep it in.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much going through a woman's mind.
Exactly. I agree. And maybe there's some girls that aren't super emotional like that. Like I don't really cry in any movies. So
she's normally emotional. This is why it concerned her because he was like, she cries. I've seen she cries. Her. She cries at Christmas movies. Like she's one of those women.
Cries then over. Maybe she's getting less emotional. And he should be grateful that he's not going to have to watch crying his whole life.
Maybe.
I guess it's better than her just losing it and just bawling uncontrollably.
That's
right?
What I mean. Like you could almost say the other way is also unstable
over the top,
as well.
Yeah.
Like if you really think about it. You know, I mean, what's really the norm here? The crying to me in one way is almost.
Yeah.
And
also,
it's
also showing his age. He's 26 now, so.
Yeah, I agree.
You should have said that to begin with.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, thanks for calling, Angelina. We appreciate listening this morning.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Julie's in Brookfield. Julie, my cousin popped the question over the weekend. She didn't cry when she said yes. Is this cause for concern?
I would say no, it's not. I got proposed to about 4 years ago. Did not cry at all, actually, until probably about 2 days later when I called and told my grandpa. That caused me to cry, and I normally cry at everything. And we've been married for 4 and together for 12. So I would say nothing to be concerned about. She's definitely just processing what's happening and will eventually let the waterworks come.
Why are you guys so complicated, women? Why are you so complicated
emotionally?
We're
not. We're actually simple. We're saying we black out when you propose, get over it and move on. And because the problem is, see, and she'll get this, is that you guys spend money on these rings. You get so excited. You're excited. Everything's happening.
Yeah.
And then you have you as the man. It's almost like a woman at her wedding. It's like the same, you know, women's like, well, he didn't cry. So what? You know what? I don't know.
We don't cry at the wedding. I teared up a little bit.
We don't freak out that we're marrying the wrong person if you don't cry.
All right.
So what's the difference?
Bottom line, Max, calm down. Everything's going to be fine.
I think so.
Julie, thanks
and
for calling.
And people were texting in. Yeah, thanks, Julie.
Appreciate it.
Somebody said, I didn't cry when I got proposed to. I laughed and I told him to shut up.
All right.
Another one said maybe she didn't like the ring, which is possible.
Which would be superficial and stupid. And I think that's a bad sign, too.
Yeah, but see,
you're putting stock
in the
ring.
I agree it's superficial, but can I tell you what the kind of way? See, women aren't looking at it in a superficial way. We're looking at it as a... He doesn't know me. He got the ring, a ring I wouldn't want. That's how we have to remember how our brains work.
Yeah, but if
it's not being
that's
superficial,
another conversation
we're
for
going
another.
To,
that's another conversation
that's right,
for another
because women are overthinkers and whatever. But I'm saying that is very possible. That to me, that's not a superficial. As a woman, I would go, how well does he know me that he picked this ring out? Seriously,
I guess
you know,
ring,
it's stupid,
man.
But I'm telling you.
All right. Well, thanks for your calls and your text to 414-799-1037. I'll tell Max to chill out. For now, we'll see how things go. It's Kiss FM.
Relax.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:57. Might see a scattered thunderstorm today. Just be prepared in case it does happen. One might roll through, but one might not. It's one of those days where it's great to be a weather person because you can say 50% chance of rain. People like Mark Baden can do that and get away with it. And they still have a job. Those jerks. Anyways. 4th of July happening a week from Saturday. A week from Saturday.
I cannot
already.
Believe the 4th of July is on Saturday. Like, I cannot.
Tons of fireworks are still happening in Racine County, some in Burlington, Waukesha County, the city of Delafield, Oconomowoc.
Okay.
Muskego's still doing theirs. Walworth County, Washington County, Sheboygan County. There's still some fireworks displays. The big one downtown been canceled. But Cedarburg...
Right. Well, and can I just say, I understand why the Big Bang or whatever, you know, downtown. Because I've been to that, and you literally, when you leave, you're in big groups, and you're squeezed in trying to get up the stairs.
Yeah.
So, like, but I also, on the other hand, understand how you can do fireworks safely outside right now.
Yeah.
And people should be healthy and okay if they do it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they're just worried about the big crowds congregating to watch them all in one big place. That's why I'm thinking what Cedarburg is doing is interesting. They are not disclosing where they're setting off the fireworks from. They're setting them off from like a secret location so people don't all congregate in one area.
To the same place?
But they're going to set them off. They're looking for a central location where you can see them from most parts of the city.
Right.
So you can watch them from your home or just walk out down the street maybe or go to a local park and see them. That way you don't have thousands of people congregating in one little park to watch fireworks, and then you have all these people together oohing and eyeing and then leaving all together like you were saying down by the lakefront.
Yeah,
it's an interesting
tactic.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Interesting tactic. So
they're
not saying where they're going to set them off yet, but that's the way Cedarburg's going to roll with their fireworks. Everybody else is saying there's like some central locations where you can watch. They're recommending where to go, but Cedarburg's just kind of like, well, you'll be able to see them. Just go outside.
Grow up here, but I remember when I was a kid going to see them, and we would just be on like a big hill in the middle of a field, and there were people, but nobody was right next to us. Even when I was, you know, it's like wind. So you know what I mean?
I didn't want to be
were
near
out,
people.
Like, having a, no,
I don't
want to
be
didn't.
By people for fireworks. I'd like that to be just me and the family. Like when I had a family, my family came in one year for the 4th, and we drove to a place where it was far away from the Franklin Civic Celebration. We could still see them, but not at the freaking Franklin Park area where they were doing it. So there's still places to see fireworks. You get to see them on the 4th of July, but yeah, Cedarburg with their secret location. Where are they setting them off from? Who knows?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so if your ex starts leaving flirty comments on your Instagram pictures, are you getting back together or are you thinking about it? Because this is what happened. Kourtney Kardashian was actually vacationing with her kids on Kanye and Kim's ranch in Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
And Scott's there, too, because they have 3 kids together. So it was interesting seeing pictures from their ranch because they've got all these animals and they're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, they are literally on a ranch right now, Kim and Kanye. But, yeah, so they're out there. Well, Kourtney Kardashian posts a picture of her holding a goat. She's got on this like red, white, and blue kind of flannel. And Scott Disick comments under it, cute shirt. And that's it. Well, it didn't take long for the internet to discover it was his shirt because they could find pictures of him with it on. So then people were like, oh, look at her posting a picture wearing Scott's shirt. And why? What's the story? Now, they have three kids. They might have, and they were never married, but they were together for a long time. So there's a weird intimacy when you have kids with people, whether you like them or not. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. but you know why she's wearing? I don't know what to think. Sometimes I think they've always hooked up off and on for all these years, and now that he's single and he broke up with Nicole Richie's little sister Sophie Richie, they're back on. I don't know what to think with those two.
There's too many FBI alleys in the world, man. Said, there's too many of you out there because if I saw a picture of her wearing that and then saw, would you have to go through, scroll through the comments to see Scott Disick's, which it's usually at the top because when celebrities comment,
yeah,
it's up
verified,
there. And
yeah.
Then look at the picture and then cross-reference to be like, wait a minute, this was his image. Wait a minute, was he saying this? Like, that seems like a lot of effort.
Well,
a lot
it wasn't
of
hard to find with
work.
Paparazzi pictures. They found the picture pretty
Still.
Easily. I didn't go find the picture, but I sure as hell read about it.
I know, it just
and
seems
quite
like
frankly,
a lot
I don't care who you
work.
Are, if you're wearing your ex's shirt, yeah. I have questions. Yeah. How about that? Maybe I should just be completely honest with you. Why are you wearing your ex's shirt? Why? Courtney has said she can't get back with him, though, because he can't get it together.
Right.
So I do, part of me thinks she could be hopeful, but part of me thinks she's probably given up by now. And she's just trying to make her kids happy and they're all one big family.
Maybe she just liked the shirt and she was trying to be patriotic, maybe.
Well, it doesn't even look like a flag shirt. It's just a literal, like, button-down flannel. But it is red, white, and blue. But it doesn't look like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Interesting.
No, she was wearing Scott's shirt, and I have questions, okay?
I know you have questions, and I don't really care.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
103.7 KISS FM. So who the hell was knocking on your door? It wasn't a Jehovah's Witness, was it? Because...
No, and
no?
It's funny because I don't think I've ever actually had a Jehovah's Witness. You've
you
heard
haven't?
The rumors, you've seen it, but I've never had that actually happen to me. So.
Never? Oh, that's fun, man. It's fun.
I don't even know what I would think.
once.
No, here's what
happened once to me.
Well, I got stood up, and then the guy came back, and I'm like, really? You know, I've been through this with enough men in my life to know you're not reliable, my friend. Here's what happened.
God, what
this
happened?
This guy had come by on Sunday, and I think I told you this. He pulled over, and he knocked on my door and offered to remove a stump for me.
Oh, the stump guy.
The stump guy. He said, I'll take that out for $100. I said, really? Because I knew it was going to cost about $250, and he goes, yeah. And I go, cash? He goes, cash. So I could tell he was trying to make a little something. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But the guy was nice, and he said, I'll be back tomorrow, which would have been last Monday, okay, a week ago. So I was all excited. I was bragging how I found a guy to take my stump out for $100.
Adulting.
But Riggs, can I tell you something?
When you're excited about having a stump removed from your house? Yeah, go ahead.
Look, I'm a cynical person, I admit it. But the one thing my father said, which is true, is that if something seems too good to be true,
it probably is.
And I always remember that. Like if I get a ton of, you know, anything that seems weird, it's like, why is this so much cheaper?
Yeah.
So he didn't come back on Monday. He didn't come back on Tuesday. And again, I'm thinking, well, I'm paying him under the table. He's going to come back. I'll give him Wednesday, a whole week, nothing. So Saturday, my neighbor sends me a text and said, hey, my buddy who has the stump grinders here, you want me to do it for $250? I said, yeah, I'm done waiting for this guy. He's clearly not coming back.
Yeah.
They take it out. I pay him. And the next day.
Stumpy shows up?
A week later, Stumpy shows up. This guy knocks on my door. But I wasn't mad until this happened. He knocks on my door. I hear the doorbell. And we don't answer the door. I assume it's Amazon or somebody I don't want to talk to if I don't expect anyone. So it keeps ringing it, though. So finally, I went out there. I see the truck. I go, hey. Like, he kept ringing the doorbell, like, obnoxiously. And then I started getting mad. So I went, hey. And he can see the stump is gone. He can look right in the yard. He knows it's done. And so I open the door. I go, hey. He goes, oh, I see somebody took out your stump. I go, you never came back. Isn't this ironic, all the men I'm having? You never came back.
You left and never came back.
You left and never came back. Why am I saying this repeatedly? So he's like, oh. And then he looks at me. And he was a nice guy because he goes, when did I say I'd come back? And I go, you said on Monday, dude. It's been a week. And then he says, this is where I got mad. He goes, how much did you pay? And I go, that's none of your business, first of all. I go, you didn't even come back. You're not even reliable right now, dude. Like, I was like, and you want me to help your business when I don't even understand. And he goes, well, did you pay more than I offered? I go, yeah.
Because I wanted it done, dude.
And he goes, well, I just wanted to know what I was competing with. And I'm thinking, you're competing with not coming back. You would have had $100 had you kept your word, is what I was thinking.
You're competing with reliable companies that show up. That's what you're competing with. You're competing with accountability, buddy.
I felt bad, but I had to just be really blunt. So maybe now he'll pay attention to what he says and do it. Because as a woman, we remember everything. So when you say I'm coming back tomorrow, and I don't hear from you, and when you don't come back tomorrow,
you probably even went into
your actions.
You were wearing a green shirt when you told me you'd be back. You were wearing a red hat, and I saw it, and it was a Cincinnati Reds hat, and I don't know why you're wearing a Reds hat. Are you a Reds fan? Are you from Cincinnati? I don't understand. I have so many questions.
It was 2:43 right? on a Saturday.
That's how you women are.
When you rang my bell.
You guys remember everything. That's how you roll.
Well, and I did remember, and he lost it. So.
Well, you overpaid, but who cares? You
but I didn't
done.
Overpay. I just didn't get it cheap. I paid what everyone else pays. You see the difference?
I guess so, yes. Stop standing up, Allie, you jerk. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. So a Saturday morning, I took Samson, our dog, out for a walk around the neighborhood across the street from us. And I always go with poop bags, right? Like a responsible dog owner, because I know we're walking around a neighborhood. I know he's probably going to go in someone's yard, so I don't want to leave it in someone's yard. I wouldn't want that to happen in my yard, so I'd take it out of their yard.
It's part of being a pet owner. Pick up after your dog or don't get one. Okay, thanks. Or anyway, where were we?
The problem with this is that when you're walking and you're a half a mile, a quarter mile, three quarters of a mile away from your house, now I have this bag of poop in my hand that I'm walking around with. Just... Mm-hmm. Going about my business.
Yeah.
Until I come about my neighbor's trash can that's still out from the day before. And I opened it up and I went, all right, I'm just going to throw it in here. Threw it in the trash, went about my business. Told a friend about it Sunday when I was out skydiving, and he goes, you can't just throw poop in someone else's trash can. And I went, why?
I've done it.
It was out. Yeah. It was in the trash. It was not in the recycle. It was empty. So that's probably the only foul that I could see there because it was empty and now their trash is going to smell like dog poop. But it's better than
because
it being in their yard,
right? Because it's their trash,
right?
Technically. So your friend is right, but at the same time, I've been out. I mean, I lived on the east side for a long time. Sometimes you have to, you don't have a trash can. So you pick up after your dog and I'll throw it in another trash can and go, they'll never even notice.
That's what I thought.
Tiny.
The same thing. It's tiny. It's little. They're going to put trash on top of it anyways. It's just, it's all going to the same place. Would you rather I leave it in your front yard, neighbor? Or would you rather I put it in your trash can?
And they say they want you to carry it. That's probably
If I was walking by and I threw my dog poop in your trash can and went about my business, would you be upset? You wouldn't think
but
anything
of
it?
But I'm a dog lover and I get it, and I've done it to other people, I wouldn't think anything of it. But
I would think the same thing, yes.
But I see both sides, and I think they need to get a life, quite frankly.
It was quite an argument at the East Troy Airport on Sunday. Well, I was telling him about my dog poop incident.
And
he said I was wrong.
You were crazy.
He said that's wrong because it's illegal to put your trash in someone else's receptacle because they're paying for the trash. And I was like, now we're splitting hairs. And now and that's where my remorse came in because he was like saying that it was illegal for me to use someone else's trash can.
Okay, I got this. He told you you did something wrong, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about do the right thing, right and wrong lately, right? Just do the right thing, people. It's not that hard.
But now we're getting down to
things that... Yes, it's illegal. Yes, it's annoying. Yeah, you probably should have put it in your own trash can. But do we really have time to have a 20-minute argument at the airport when you're skydiving about whether or not, you know what I'm saying?
We did. And it was people
like whether
were not
this
on my
matters
side.
In the grand scheme of the do the right thing. What I think you should feel hopeful about, Riggs, is that you actually, no, this is a real spin on it.
Okay.
And I say spin.
Yeah.
You should not feel bad because think about this. you were bothered, which means your conscience kicked in and you went, oh, I don't know if I did the right thing. And it was something stupid. Those are the people we want in the world. We want people to even question doing the right thing with stupid stuff. Those are the people I want in my realm of the world. Are you following?
Yeah.
So you at least acknowledge, is this wrong? Now, you didn't like hurt someone, so who cares?
And I didn't.
If you hurt someone, I would make you do something about it. But
I didn't put anything illegal in there, and I didn't throw in a whole bag of trash. I think that would be egregious, putting a whole bag of trash.
You're a rule follower. Me and my girlfriends talk about this. You're a rule follower.
To a team. A lot of,
and so when you do something like that, that's quite frankly stupid, but you feel bad inside
because
you feel like you're breaking a rule, which you are, but it's not a significant enough one to affect anyone's life in the world. You know what I mean? That it doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm the kind of guy that also gets mad at people for parking in fire lanes when they run into the grocery store. And I'm like, that's technically illegal, but it's not the end of the world.
But who cares?
Exactly. But I say it's illegal. So when I hear that word illegal, I immediately think that I'm doing something breaking the law and somebody's going to come after me. I'm going to get a fine now. But that's where I stood on it. So I would look, people are calling now.
Uh-oh.
414-799-1037. You know, you can call or text that number. If you want to light me up, feel free to. Or maybe you have my back. I don't know. 414-799-1037.
Maybe both, like me.
Right? Throwing poop in another neighbor's trash can. I guess I struck a chord with people, Allie. I guess so.
Why are the phones blowing up?
Yeah, they are. People are heated. I don't know. And I haven't asked them any questions, so I don't know if it's on my side or not. I was walking my dog Saturday morning, picked up my dog's poop from a neighbor's yard, and then threw it in their trash receptacle that was still on their curb. I didn't go onto their property. I didn't go in their garage. I did it on the curb in their trash can. And I didn't think anything of it, but then brought it up to a friend on Sunday at the East Troy Airport when I was skydiving, and they were like, you can't do that. That's illegal. It's their trash can. You can't use it. I'm a rule follower, so I felt bad. 414-799-1037. Let's talk to Brandon in Sheboygan this morning. Brandon, what do you think?
So this is my outlook on it.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think it's illegal. I think that your friend was wrong.
Okay.
However, to put trash in other people's trash cans, or to what? Which part is illegal?
I'm pretty sure that once a trash can is on the curb, It's public property, basically.
Okay, that makes more sense to me. I don't know if that's true, but I'll believe you.
Yeah, that sounds believable. I'll go with it. Continue, Brandon.
It sounds fair, so we'll go with it.
Continue, Brandon. Continue.
I guess that's my best guess on it, but I think that's correct. So, however, I also think I think you were wrong for doing that.
Why?
I think that you are, how do I put this, I guess, you're
just being rude.
You think that this person,
would it be more rude just to leave it in their yard then?
So you think that you know what they're going to do with their trash bin. You don't know that they might take that trash bin and they're going to hose it down, or they're going to say there was a mess inside their house. They want to bring it in their house and pick something up with it.
Oh,
now
God.
They have this poop in there. They didn't know. They didn't think was in there because they didn't.
Okay, I think I get what he's getting at. He's saying that you don't know what they do with their trash can. You don't know how clean or dirty they keep it, I guess. You might use it for
something else. If they're taking those big-ass trash cans in their house and cleaning them out, those neighbors have bigger problems to deal with. I don't know why you're doing that.
Seems unlikely, but
right.
At the same time, what if they wanted to clean it out? You know, so you think you know what they're going to do with their trash bin. Like, because you do with your trash bin what you do with it.
Okay. So your argument is I wasn't thinking big picture, like what they could be using that trash can for, something else. And they would be surprised and upset that there was poop in there. All right. Fair enough.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
Fair enough. Brandon, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening.
It said it's illegal to dump trash in someone else's dumpster, trash can, whatever, I guess, without permission. It is punishable by a fine and possible jail time.
Oh, shut up.
This can't be right. But then it also says that the exact laws differ by city and municipality. So who the hell knows?
I don't know. Michelle is in East Troy. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
Well, I am guilty. I have done that before. But
me too.
What I can tell you is the next time you're in East Troy going skydiving, head on over to Martin's Hardware, and right at the cash register, they have doggy dump bags, and they smell good. So when you're walking around with your dog poo, you just... I have put it in other people's receptacles, but it, the bag smells good. So it's not like you walking around and
okay. So you're saying
you
this,
like poo.
The scented
imagine,
bag will
though?
Help. Yes,
I love her for her spirit and her happiness and her ideas. Aww. But don't you love it how she's like, if it smells good, the neighbors might not be so mad if you put poop in there. Listen to yourself.
I also love Michelle for her very sly advertisement placement there. Where was it again?
Yeah, right.
Where was it again?
Martin's Hardware in East Troy, Wisconsin.
All right, fair enough. Thank you so much for listening this morning, Michelle. Appreciate
Meanwhile,
it
Meanwhile, I'm on the city of Franklin's website trying to figure out what laws Riggs broke over here.
Oh, shut up. Are you going to take me away in cuffs?
Hell yeah. It's
Why
gonna
is
be
Riggs
the best...
in prison?
Dude, ratings all day. Riggs got arrested. He's throwing poop in trash cans all
that
day.
That don't belong to him. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, do you think what I did was wrong? I threw poop in a neighbor's trash can. It was a Saturday morning. I didn't think it was harm. I didn't think I was doing any harm.
So I don't think you're wrong at all because it's city property. Nobody owns those trash cans.
Well, except for the company.
You pay for them. And you pay for that trash. Yeah. Just so you know, when you own a house, you do pay for trash.
Yeah,
when,
like,
might not realize that.
You pay for trash. But it's like, for example, I wanted an additional trash can, and I had to pay. I have to pay yearly for an additional trash can.
Right.
And I asked the trash people. I said, because I have dogs too, and I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're like, as long as it's in a poop bag, you can throw it in any trash can.
You're right, because I don't own my trash can either. Technically, I lease it from John's Disposal or wherever it is, because they bring out the trash can and give it to me. It's one of those sanctioned one where the truck has the arms that come out. They don't even touch it anymore. They just dump it into the truck. All right.
Yeah. So for everybody who thinks it's disrespectful, get a grip. There's bigger problems in the world. It's dog poop.
Amen.
I agree with
you.
But I also feel weird screaming at someone who's annoyed you put poop in their trash can. That doesn't feel right either. Like, they're allowed to say that, too. Like, I'm with you, girlfriend. It's stupid. But I also, you know,
you put yourself in there. You put yourself in their shoes and you think, hey, that's my trash.
That's their trash, though. You know?
I
get both sides.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
And I know that you guys don't mean any harm, which is why it shouldn't matter.
Think about it. It's trash.
Yes, you don't want it anymore. It's garbage. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Garbage, depending on, you know.
I'm sure that makes fancy trash. Thanks for calling.
Fancy.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
No problem.
Well, the smelly bags, garbage.
All right. When you get the scented bags.
Smell good, yeah.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we talked about this yesterday, how D.L. Hughley was performing and collapsed on stage in Nashville over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just didn't, out of nowhere, was in the middle of a joke, had to be treated for exhaustion and dehydration, but then they ran a bunch of tests because he collapsed and they wanted to make sure they had all their bases covered. And he was positive for COVID-19 with no clue. Ugh. So he said, I'm asymptomatic. I was just in shock when they told me this because he's doing a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's performing for people in a club, like, with it. I'm surprised they don't get tested before they do shows. That's what I don't understand. Like, they're celebrities. Let's not act like they can't get the testing if they need it.
Which
you know
makes
what
you think,
like,
what
why
if,
are you going out doing shows without getting a test first?
What happens if we find out he got tested the day before and was negative, and somehow between that and the show, he got it, which would be crazy.
It's not far-fetched. It's not crazy, actually, because that's the thing. It's like when I had my COVID test, I remember I felt great for a day. Like, I felt in control, not great. Because I was like, oh, I don't have it.
Yeah.
But then 2 days later, I'm like, but I could have picked it up 2 days ago, so who the hell, you never know, you know, even if you've had a test, it's like, it doesn't matter if you keep interacting. So he said he had no clue, but now Rob Schneider, you know, from SNL and comedian too, also going to be taking the stage there because the club shut down. They had the public health department came in and was like, okay, first of all, you can have people in, but the performer is supposed to be 15 feet away from the audience. He wasn't. He was doing a comedy show, and you can see he's right up on the audience.
Small comedy shows. The tables are right up by the stage. You're right there.
Totally. Totally. So everyone in the club is now going to have to get tested, obviously. All the employees, and D.L. Hughley just said he's in shock and feels awful because he didn't know. But again, I don't, to me, it's like, if you're going to go out in a group or go somewhere to a venue,
you gotta realize you're rolling
it's
the
like
dice.
Common sense. sense.
Well, you realize you're rolling the dice when you do this. I think of that when I go to the gym. I'm like, all right, I can be as safe as I can, but still, if something happens, I have to accept the risk that I'm taking by going out. That's life, really.
Yeah.
But D.L. Hewley.
Yeah.
Hope he's all right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is actually the new Owen FM hour, if you haven't noticed.
Oh,
he seems to come on the show with
children.
Us.
Kids are back. What is going on with the kids now? What's going on?
My 8-year-old is here, 8 and a half. When are you going to be 9?
October 25th.
There
so
you go.
Not too far. But listen, Owen and I had the time of our life yesterday. I was having a good time, but he was having more of a good time because, Riggs, he wanted to earn money to buy the Pokemon expansion.
I remember this yesterday. He was trying to get an extra $10, so he was looking for different chores that he could do around the house that would accumulate $10.
So looking for chores.
What were some of the chores that you wound up doing to make some money, Owen?
I learned how to take in the laundry.
All right.
Learned how to change the trash bag.
There you go.
Big deal.
Changing trash.
I learned how to clean a bathroom.
Did you?
What
Big
do you, deal.
You what did you learn how to clean a bathroom? How do you learn how to clean a bathroom? What did you not know? What didn't you know?
I didn't know anything.
So tell him all the steps I taught you. What things did you have to do when you cleaned the bathroom?
Yeah.
He did all of our bathrooms yesterday, Riggs. There's three. He did three.
Nice. So what did you do? What did you learn?
I learned how to do the mirror.
Yeah.
He learned to use the right stuff on a mirror. Be careful and read the directions.
Yes, you got to use
work on glass.
Usually, Windex usually works on mirrors if that's what you have, or window cleaner. Go ahead.
I used Lysol wipes. And then I found out how to use a disgusting cleaning toilet thing.
Oh, a toilet brush. You use a toilet brush. You have to go under the rim. Did your mom show you how you got to get under the rim with a toilet brush?
But he loved it.
You did?
He loved it.
Well, he didn't love the chore. He loved that he was making money for the chore. Don't get this twisted.
Okay, fair.
Don't get this twisted.
Okay, fair.
Nobody loves cleaning toilets. Nobody actually enjoys cleaning toilets. Were you having fun?
You said you liked it. Did it feel good?
But it felt good because you were getting money. That's why, right?
Yes,
no, shake your head no.
Say no. Shake
his head no.
Can I say something as
Please,
a parent?
Please, go ahead.
I will say that it is true when it comes, and I'm saying this right in front of my kid like he's not here, with self-esteem and kids and teaching them things, they get that from doing things themselves, not from you just telling them how great they are, okay? I've learned that.
Well, they learn to be self-sufficient,
When they accomplish things, they do it themselves and it builds it, right?
Uh-huh.
So to watch him, because I'm at that weird age where I'm still nervous and want to do everything for them so I'm like, oh, they don't know how to run the shower without me. Of course they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as a mom, you got to let these things go, and I don't have a significant other to say you're being ridiculous right now, right?
All this stuff.
So
I don't care about any of this stuff, though. Did he get the $10? Did he make
it? Did you get the $10? He wants to know.
Uh-huh.
Did you get your game?
Did you get your game?
Uh-huh.
And you
Did
feel
Did you win?
Mm-hmm.
See, and now
no,
he,
not yet.
Well, now there's also a sense of pride when he plays it now because he knows that he earned it and he worked for that, which is great for kids now.
Do you feel good when you play it because you earned it? Does it feel any different?
Uh-uh.
Or no?
No, not
Great.
But is that a chore that you actually enjoy doing now? Do you think you're going to clean the bathroom more often now?
Mm-hmm.
You actually really like it. I don't believe
it. Do you like cleaning, Ray?
I hate cleaning.
I like some stuff.
I hate cleaning.
And and I'll tell you why I hate cleaning, because I get distracted easily, because I'll start cleaning something and get distracted from something else and then realize, oh, wow, I need to clean out this drawer. What is this? Oh, my God, I haven't seen this in years. I'm going to go play with this in the other room. Then I get distracted. I'm way too easily distracted to finish a cleaning project. Way too easily distracted. I hate cleaning bathrooms. I hate cleaning toilets. I hate cleaning showers and tubs. I hate all of that stuff. I hate it.
I don't know. I thought maybe you had something you enjoyed, because he was really enjoying cleaning the bathrooms. And I feel like, sometimes I like cleaning the kitchen because of how I feel when it's done. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I enjoy cleaning out my garage like once every 3 years. It's kind of neat to clean it out because it feels like a new garage for, two or three months. For a while, it feels like a new garage. So that would be the only one thing that I really enjoy cleaning, the garage.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one thing. Why? What's yours?
What do I love clean? I mean, I like to vacuum because I like how I feel after it. Everything, you can just vacuum and do nothing else and it looks clean, doesn't it? Like one vacuum and it looks like you cleaned your whole house and you're like, I didn't do anything but vacuum.
And they got the nice lines and everything there. It's great.
That's what I mean.
Are there things that you actually enjoy cleaning? I guess that would be the question. You can call or text 414-799-1037. Are there things you actually enjoy cleaning? I don't believe there are. I don't think there, if there are, they're very few. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss. Hold on. I still don't believe that your child actually enjoyed cleaning a bathroom. I don't get that. I don't get that at all, dude. I don't get
it. It's weird, I know. Probably because it was the first time and it was exciting. I don't know.
And he was doing it for money, too, which makes
That's
everything
right.
much...
Incentive. Incentive is everything with people. Hello.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. Megan's in West Bend. She's said that she's a clean freak. So what were you calling about, Megan? Oh, no.
We could hear her fine off the air, and she probably's driving through a bad spot or something. Oh,
West,
no.
Thanks, West Bend. Thanks, West Bend. Megan, call us back.
Is that where she was calling from?
Yeah, that's the problem. Oh, I was telling Allie, I would think that I would enjoy cleaning the bathroom, but when I did it when I was younger, my mom always yelled at me. It made me go back and do it again, because I never did it right the first time, because I wouldn't clean behind the toilet right. You have to get back behind the toilet lid.
Riggs.
Because I wouldn't think.
You have triggered
I've got
many women with this, because I do this with my children where I want to go back over and read, like when he wanted to clean yesterday, I'm like, wait, let me be there so I can make sure you're gonna do it right, like the freak in me, because I knew he was gonna do the back and forth with the Lysol wipe and I'd have a chunk of dust on the counter. So women do that to their husbands and boyfriends. I've had so many discussions with women. It's like, don't even touch it because you're gonna screw it up. That's how women are with cleaning sometimes.
I know. And you know what, is pulling back the curtain,
we're enablers, basically.
Oh, yeah. And men, we're not stupid to that, so we purposely do it bad, so you don't ask us to do it anymore. That's why I don't have to do laundry anymore. All I had to do was put two of my wife's bras in the dryer, and I was done with laundry. Done. Mm-hmm. It was great. Because I knew.
Two of my wife's bras.
That's all I had to do. Don't put
and
my bras.
I loved it because you're a dude. You're like,
I did.
Boobs.
Of course I did. Good morning, Kiss FM. Is this Megan again?
Yeah, sorry.
There we go. So, Megan, you enjoy cleaning? Is that what you were saying?
I do. I'm kind of obsessed with it. Well, not really.
Why?
Not as much anymore. I don't know. I like my house looking clean. I love cleaning my car. I don't know.
You know,
is it therapeutic? I mean, a lot of people do it as a therapy.
Yeah.
It is very therapeutic, and that's why I love doing the dishes. It's like a mindless thing that you can kind of like, it's almost meditating for me. So,
okay.
That's good. So you almost have used cleaning as a coping skill when you're to relax yourself, which is amazing.
Yeah.
because you win.
I'm a social worker for Head Start, and so like my life, and I'm a single mom of an 8-year-old, and you know, you're just busy, and you know, taking care of other people, and like that's my like you said, kind of like my therapy to get in my zen. Mm-hmm. And
you mentioned cleaning a car, and that there is something to be said for when you clean out your car, when you vacuum it out, it feels like a new car again. You're like,
it's cleaning any space, any of your spaces. It's the same as self-care in a way.
Yeah.
Well, it is the same. You can take care of yourself and your surroundings, and how your space is around you affects your mental health. I mean, it just is what it
and
is.
And it's healthy. You know? As long as you're not inhaling too many fumes from the cleaning stuff.
Or if you're not a total freak who's like literal diagnosed OCD and you cannot, I should have said freak and OCD because they're not the same, but it's a literal mental illness. No, but you know what I mean? Like if you're a literal, have an obsessive disorder.
Well, right. When you're
then
cleaning.
That might be something you could talk to somebody about.
Absolutely. Megan, thanks for calling.
Generally, yes.
Thank you. I love you guys. Have a great
We love
call.
You back.
Love
Thank you
too.
For calling. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you actually enjoy cleaning?
I quit my corporate job to do a cleaning company because it's therapeutic.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're cleaning other people's stuff. Like, cleaning your own mess is one thing, but cleaning other people's mess, I would just be judging them the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I clean other people's mess as long, and I work with a lot of realtors, so I clean a lot of mess left behind that people just didn't want, and it's therapeutic for me, and it helps me go home and make sure my house is really good.
There you go.
See, now, did you do the right thing, which was when you quit your corporate job, did you go find someone who owns a cleaning service that hates it and switch places? Because you could have just done that.
Right.
but I do think about going back to corporate, but when I was there, I was cleaning desks all day anyways.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Are you happier
What's
now doing your own thing?
It's okay. COVID kind of kicked it a little bit, but it's good.
Right. All right. Do you wear like a?
Right,
do you have to wear like full hazmat stuff when you go to clean houses now? Do you do that?
I have a couple elderly customers. I do wear my mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do a lot of empty houses. People aren't home when I clean. They trust me with
the realtors.
Yeah.
Or the empty homeowners, too.
So, yeah, I'm usually in there by myself cleaning, and I figure I use so much bleach, I'm good.
You're fine.
That's hysterical.
But thanks so much for calling this morning. We love you back. Well, I guess people really do enjoy cleaning.
People love cleaning.
You weirdos.
Hey.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 11:50. By the way, it's a Tuesday. In case you're wondering what day it was, now you know. Because you're always wondering what day it is. If you want to, you can catch up with our show on demand. It's back. It'll be up at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. It'll be fresh. And if you missed any of the show, you can catch up on the website or the radio.com app. Did you learn something on the show this morning, Allie? Anything at all?
I learned that you get a kick out of throwing your dog poop in your neighbor's trash can and they don't like it.
You know, I do it for kicks. I wake up on a Saturday morning, I say, you know what? I'm going to put my trash in someone else's trash can.
Okay, that's not really the case. You threw it in the trash can because you had it with you.
I felt bad.
But then
I found out that, somebody at my skydiving place said, that's illegal. You can't throw it in someone else's trash can. But then people called to my defense saying that, no, once it's on the curb, it's public city property. Cops can go and search it.
We don't really know if that's true. We just decided it was because we want to win.
Yep, exactly. 100%. Just to make me feel better. Because I'm a rule follower. I don't like breaking rules. I shame people that park in fire lanes. I shame people that can't put their freaking stickers in the right place on their license plate. Yes, it's an epidemic in Wisconsin. I said it.
Oh,
COVID be damned. The real pandemic in Wisconsin. The real health problem is people not following directions is the health problem.
God, you're not even funny right now. Just stop. You're on a rampage, Riggs. You've lost it. Over dog poop, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry. You crank the organ.
Okay.
I've learned something about you.
Yeah, but I cranked some kook stuff out of you right there. Anyway.
I am kooky.
Off the kook. Yeah, clearly.
I'm a kook, man.
Okay, so what were you saying?
I learned something about you. I learned that you bribed your child into doing chores around the house, and now he somehow enjoys doing it. You have started paying him for chores, and he actually found something he enjoys doing, which is cleaning the bathroom. I watched it on your Instagram story.
Oh, my God.
He loved it. Like, this is great. He loved it.
I was like, dude, finally we're at that age where my children can help me.
Yeah.
This is a game changer, baby.
Yeah.
You want to talk about game changing.
100%. Woo. And I don't know if he was more excited about the fact that he was working towards getting money for a video game or it was the self-satisfaction that he was actually doing something to help his mom. Both.
It was accomplishing something in cleaning on your own and getting some money to buy the Pokemon expansion pack. It was both. Yes.
Absolutely. A little bit of both. A little column A, a little column B. So.
But remember, they're bored. They've been home for months. Remember,
yes.
Riggs, cleaning a bathroom would be fun right now.
This is great. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you in the morning. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.